4 CPA Mobile.
Bird! Crazy man's coming through. Good afternoon, Dave. TJ 4 CPD Mobile.
So, what was all that mess before you gave your call?
Being on the road.
Is that a crazy man?
If you have to explain it, it's better just to skip it altogether.
You know, you're welcome to join me at the sports club if you want to. And I can guarantee you a good workout next hour and a half.
I came from the doctor's office and he's like, yeah, you need to exercise more. What's wrong with you?
That's why I'm doing it, you know, so I can do things when I want to do things. I mean, you know, when I feel like it and all that. So, man, I got the, shingles shot, the second one. Sometimes the doctor or the pharmacist says the first one will really mess you up, but the second one really messed me up. And I tell you, that night, Friday night, I had layers and layers of blankets, and I could not get warm. I was just shaking. And then Saturday was bust. I spent most of the day in bed. If I wasn't, you know, I got up to eat, and that was about it. And we were supposed to work out in the yard.
I was working out in the yard today or tomorrow, and hopefully where you play, they actually have air conditioning because it is hot out there.
Yeah, I noticed, but, my thermometer on my vehicle here says 97 degrees Fahrenheit, and it's usually pretty close.
If I hit with Maul earlier, and it said 101, and now it's it went down to 97, now it's back up to 98, so, but still got to head north a little bit more. Maybe it'll cool off another couple of degrees.
I've got some spots I can rent you up there in northern Canada and Alaska if you want to cool down.
Yeah, snowbird season. I think I'm going to become summer, the summer equivalent thereof.
Think of a good one for that. A lot of people come south, for the summer heat, and then they come here in the winter because their winters are so bad up there. I couldn't live up there for one reason, and that would be my vehicle. I would have to have a car wash inside my garage so I could rent, especially the underside and the, you know, the side panels of the car. I mean, good Lord. I went up there, it's been years ago now, but all the late model cars were just, all the side panels were just rusted out. It was pitiful.
They'll do that to you. But, you know, I just need to go away from Greenville for like 2 months out of the year. And the seasons have kind of still shifted back to where they were supposed to be. You know, normally August and September are where Satan lives. But, you know, it seems to have shifted a little bit to more of a July, August.
My sister lives up in Maggie Valley. They're about 10 degrees cooler than us, and at night they cool down real nice, and she has air conditioning, but she doesn't she doesn't turn it down very much. I think it's like on 76 or something at night, and so I open the windows to my bedroom and closed the door, you know, so I'm not, she's not air conditioning, you know, the whole house, or I'm not, if I'm letting heated, you know what I'm saying. And so anyway, and I turn on the ceiling fan and bless and good sleeping.
I'm the 76 that's really turning it down. I don't sleep comfortable unless I'm below 72. But I don't want it too cold. I don't want, you know, middle of summer have a comforter on me. That'd just be strange.
Is 26 open? I'm pretty sure I heard on Channel 4 the other day that 26 is open all the way to 40 now.
Been up that way in a while. They had all that rain the other day, and they, you know, 40 is currently two lanes through the mountains to Tennessee, and the video I saw, it almost looked like it was down to one lane again.
Fortunately, I don't have to go that far to go to Maggie Valley. I actually get off of 40, and I can't remember the highway. I just know the exit. But anyway, and then there's another exit off of that one. But I don't have to go that far west the highway that goes to Maggie Valley.
If I'm going that direction, I'll go something like what is it? The road to Sassafras, or go up Caesar's Head 276 and go that way to get that direction. I try to stay off the interstate. I've done so many interstate miles. It's just not something I want to do.
So go through Brevard. I think it's 276 that goes up. It's a winding road, but man, it's a great ride on a motorcycle. I've done it.
Flatlanders in front of you. 276 is a great road to drive. To get those Florida tags, and it's like, oh no, they're so used to the beach. They don't know how to drive in the mountains, and they'll putz up the road at 5 miles an hour.
People from all over the place. I was walking downtown Father's Day weekend and saw a car with California tags, and it wasn't a rental. they had their front tag in the windshield inside, and then I guess in California you have to have front tags, front and rear. And we used to have that in South Carolina. I can actually remember that, but I don't know when they stopped it. It must have been in the 60s.
It requires you to have it so all their toll cameras can identify your vehicle. Well, you know, in South Carolina, we don't even do vehicle inspections anymore. I know North Carolina does. It's a lot of it is just money.
There's pros and cons, but heck, I can't really say anything because my father-in-law was instrumental in getting that stopped. I mean, it had just become a joke in South Carolina. I'll tell you a story. This is a true story. You know, Greer, before 2008, Greer had, September 2008, Greer had a ton of little small used car lots. I mean, they were everywhere, right there in Wade Hampton. And so this guy that I know does inspections, and so he was instead of inspecting the cars, he was just giving the guy, since he knew him and all, and he does business with him, you know, he was just giving him the cards. I just saw I was getting over and decided to slam on brakes. I guess he wanted me to hit him. So anyway, he gave him a handful of inspection cards and all the paperwork. And so the guy goes driving back to his lot with all those things in his shirt pocket, and lo and behold, he gets pulled over by the Greer police. And you'll never guess what they pulled him over for. You know, he was driving one of his used cars, and the inspection sticker was expired. And so he said, "Oh, that's no problem, officer. I got it right here in my pocket." Well, guess what? You know, he got fined, a real hefty fine, and the other guy got his inspection license yanked.
Yesterday now, so I'm gonna go inside where it's cool and find something to do inside. So, I'll say 73 is with you and be clear on your final. Catch a 4CTD.
Save yourself in the cool and I'll be at the club in less than 10 minutes and then I'm gonna find me something hot to do. 3's KP4CBA mobile.